This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting Jordan has tried to build support among wary Arab countries for a post-war future for Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken walked into a bustling hall in Amman as he prepared to join a meeting of Arab foreign ministers to discuss ways to stop the war between Hamas and Israel. After the meeting, Jordan's foreign minister, Ayman Safadi, told reporters,
"The whole region is sinking in a sea of hatred that will define generations to come."
The Jordanian and Egyptian foreign ministers urged an immediate ceasefire to stop the growing death toll in Gaza. Blinken, however, took the position that that would be counterproductive, saying,
"A ceasefire now would simply leave Hamas in place, able to regroup and repeat what it did on October 7th.
Blinken made clear the furthest he would go was supporting a humanitarian pause. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel's military struck a refugee camp in northern Gaza on Saturday, killing and injuring several people and destroying homes. The strike was the latest in a series of airstrikes after Israel escalated its ground invasion and encircled Gaza. Rescuers were working to recover the bodies of the dead and rush the wounded to hospital. Thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators demanding an immediate halt to Israel's bombardment of Gaza have marched in Paris, Berlin, and other European cities. Police were on the lookout for violence, anti-Semitic behavior, or support for Islamic extremism at the rallies on Saturday. At a Paris march that drew several thousand, demonstrators called for an immediate